Well, let's take a look at college basketball news this morning, as Villanova was an easy winner in its first game since ascending to the top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll. The Wildcats are 11-0 after dominating the first half of an 87-67 trouncing of Temple. Jalen Brunson scored 22 of his career-high 31 points, while Villanova built a 46-29 halftime lead as they pick up that victory. Also in the top 25, number 9 Texas A&M had 7 players score in double figures as they rolled over Savannah State 113-66. Aggies are 9-1. Keenan Evans scored 16 points, and number 24 Texas Tech defeated Kennesaw State 82-53 as the Red Raiders are now 8-1 on the season. The University of Louisville has filed a counterclaim to former basketball coach Rick Pitino's lawsuit. WDRB-TV reports the university alleges negligence and wrongful conduct by Pitino has tarnished the school's reputation. Louisville is seeking monetary damages from vacated games and bonuses. The counterclaim was filed as part of Pitino's breach of contract lawsuit against the University of Louisville Athletic Association in the amount of $38.7 million. Iowa sophomore forward Cordell Pemsel is doubtful for Saturday's game against Drake in Des Moines. Pemsel injured his right shin when he collided with a folding chair in last week's loss at Iowa State. 3 layers of stitches were required to close that wound.
I just felt like I got kicked in the shin, and then I looked down, and I could see my tibia, so I was, like, more scared then because I didn't know what was going on, but, I mean, there wasn't a lot of blood. It didn't hurt that bad, but I was more just nervous going back into the locker room.
Pemsel says he has been cleared by doctors to return to practice late this week.
He's in a perfect world. You can start practicing a little bit on Thursday, a little bit Friday, and we can see about Saturday. But it's all up to me. I don't know if I'm going to take my time with it and maybe get back the game after Saturday or what we're going to do yet. We haven't really decided. We got time.
Pemsel says a more likely return will be next Tuesday against Southern Utah.
That's a great team. That's a good atmosphere to go back to Wells Fargo and play against an in-state team again. But, I mean, if I don't think I'm ready, then I won't push it. But we're more worried about me getting kicked again or hit it again and open up the stitches and stuff.
We'll have that Iowa-Drake game coming up for you on Saturday as part of that classic in Des Moines. Noon is the pregame start time, 1 o'clock tip time for the Iowa-Drake men's matchup on Saturday. Now, in the midst of final exams, Iowa State and Northern Iowa returned to practice on Wednesday, leading into Saturday's game in Des Moines as part of that Hy-Vee Classic. After dropping their first 2 games of the season, the Cyclones have now won 7 straight.
But we just got to keep growing and getting better, and it's an everyday challenge. But that's every team right now at this time of year, and the ones that can do right, continue to work, and know that they got to get better. Those are the ones that'll be playing well in February and March.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm, who feels the Cyclones have only scratched the surface in terms of their potential.
You know, as this team continues to grow, like I just think we're just a little bit of what we could be. You know, if we can continue, we got to be selfless. We got to get better defensively. We're all better than probably any of us in this room anticipated, which is a good thing. But that's confidence. Shooting is confidence to me, if you can make them, unless it's just totally broken. But the challenge is just, what do we really want to be?
Prohm says being short on numbers has had an effect on practice.
We need to get some, you know, game reps to where we're 5-on-5 transition, 5-on-5 boxing out, 5-on-5 execution. I like a lot of breakdown drills, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4. But at some point, if you're going to play some zone, we got to work on that against live action, not against 5 managers and different things like that.
Well, UNI is no slouch as well. They're 8-2 on the season, and Coach Ben Jacobson's team is receiving votes in the national polls.
Being ranked is a big deal. So I'm happy to hear that, and I'm happy for our guys. Man, our guys have played hard, and the things we asked, defend and rebound, you know, we got work to do still, but they're doing those 2 things, and they have played hard, and they've paid attention, so I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad we're getting votes.
UNI's 3-point shooting should get a boost from the return of junior guard Wyatt Lohaus, who was sidelined for nearly a year with a series of leg injuries.
He has worked so hard. On his conditioning, he's worked so hard on that jump shot. He's got a lot of confidence in his ability to score the basketball. That pull-up game has always been something he's been good at. But he's worked. He's put in a ton of time on that 3-point shot, and so he's got a lot of confidence in it, which he should.
Jacobson says Lohaus will become more effective as he gains more playing time.
The more that we're able to get him into the practices with that top group, and the more times he plays, you know, I don't think it's going to take very long. But each time he's out there, he's going to look more and more comfortable.
Iowa State UNI is the second game in that Hy-Vee Classic on Saturday. Tip time scheduled for 3:30 Saturday afternoon. In the NBA yesterday, the LA Clippers beat Orlando 106-95. Oklahoma City downed Indiana 100-95. Washington over Memphis 93-87. Portland beat Miami 102-95. Boston over Denver 124-118. Chicago beat Utah 103-100. New Orleans over Milwaukee 115-108. Toronto beat Phoenix 115-109. Houston 108-96 over Charlotte. In the National Hockey League last night, Dallas over the New York Islanders 5-2. Ottawa 3-2 over the New York Rangers. Boston needed overtime to beat Detroit 3-2. And Nashville 7-1 over Vancouver. In NFL news, Green Bay Packers coach Mike McCarthy says quarterback Aaron Rodgers is getting ready to play against the Carolina Panthers this weekend. Rodgers was medically cleared to return from a collarbone injury on Tuesday night. Rodgers missed the last seven games after breaking his right collarbone in week six at Minnesota. The two-time NFL MVP is eligible to be activated on Friday, 8 weeks after initially going on injured reserve. The Packers, now 7-6, went 3-4 with backup Brett Hundley starting at quarterback. To stay marginally in the playoff race, they're one of four teams with at least seven wins, but they're chasing several teams for a wild card berth in the NFC. Also around the NFL, Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor will get a majority of work in practice to test his bruised left knee, putting him in a position to start against Miami on Sunday. Coach Sean McDermott says that Taylor continues to make progress in recovering from an injury that prevented him from playing in Sunday's win against Indianapolis. The Patriots have signed veteran receiver Kenny Britt, who was released by Cleveland last week after failing to deliver in his first season of a four-year, $32.5 million contract. Britt had 18 receptions for 233 yards and two touchdowns in nine games for the Browns. An NFL spokesman says Commissioner Roger Goodell views the agreement reached on an extension last week as his final contract overseeing the league. Spokesman Joe Lockhart says Goodell has been clear that he views this as his last contract and that it will allow him to, quote, deal with some of the important issues that we know are on the horizon. They include a labor deal and TV contracts. In baseball news, a prominent Major League player agent says CEO Derek Jeter and the Miami Marlins' new ownership group are turning the franchise into a pawn shop. Scott Boras criticized the Marlins, just as a person familiar with the negotiations told the Associated Press that Miami is sending left fielder Marcell Ozuna to the Cardinals. Ozuna is coming off his finest Major League season as he set career highs, hitting .312 with 37 homers and 124 RBIs. He would be the third All-Star to be jettisoned by the Marlins this month, coming on the heels of Giancarlo Stanton's departure to the Yankees and D. Gordon's trade to the Mariners. Center fielder Christian Yelich could be the next to exit the downsizing Marlins, bought by Bruce Sherman's group on October 2nd. Boras felt the Marlins had the foundation for a successful ball club. He now assesses team ownership by saying, quote, "So you're not a jewelry store that's coveting your diamonds. You now become the pawn shop that is trying to pay the rent of the building rather than focusing on the diamonds and growth that you covet." Also around the league, the Angels have added another bat to their lineup by getting second baseman Ian Kinsler from the Tigers for minor league pitcher Wilkel Hernandez and outfield prospect Troy Montgomery. The 35-year-old Kinsler hit .236 with 22 homers and 52 RBIs in 139 games last season. Free agent reliever Joe Smith has accepted a two-year deal with the Astros. The 33-year-old right-hander was 3-0 with 71 strikeouts and 54 innings over 54 appearances for the Blue Jays and Indians last year. A person familiar with the contract says free agent reliever Anthony Swarzak has reached a deal with the Mets on a two-year $14 million contract. And the Twins have signed former Yankees starting pitcher Michael Pineda, giving a two-year $10 million contract to the right-hander who's recovering from Tommy John surgery. Pineda will receive $2 million next year while he rehabilitates his pitching elbow and $8 million when he hopefully returns in 2019. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.